Congress has already enacted five separate COVID relief bills totaling $4 trillion. Roughly $1 trillion remains unspent. Yet the Democrats want to push out another $1.9 trillion, including an additional $350 billion in funds for state and localities. Why? This is not about providing COVID-19 relief. It's about shoveling billions of dollars to partisan pet projects. This bill does not provide targeted COVID-19 relief for struggling American families, workers, small businesses, schools, and communities. The money for schools can't even be spent until 2022. After we're going to make our kids, are we going to make our kids wait that long? There are no guardrails to ensure the funds are temporary and tied to COVID-19 relief. This will dramatically increase the likelihood of fraud, waste, and abuse. Under this bill, states and localities will now have the authority to transfer funds outright to private nonprofit organizations for any use. The Democrats are giving federal employees $570 million in paid leave. Federal workers have kept their job throughout the pandemic, which is more than could be said for the private sector. Under this bill, if you're a government employee, you can stay home because your child's school is virtual and still get paid. Let's safely reopen schools instead of paying folks to stay at home.